U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spent several days in Afghanistan this week meeting with Afghan leaders and farmers. In a news conference last week before his trip, Vilsack explained that agriculture will play a central role in the reconstruction of Afghanistan.
80% of Afghans earn their income from agriculture. 35% of the Afghan GDP comes from agriculture. 50% of their arable land is currently under cultivation. So there is a tremendous opportunity.
Vilsack said boosting agriculture offers the opportunity to provide jobs and income in a country where rural unemployment can reach 40%. The secretary announced a $20 million fund to support the Afghan Agriculture Ministry's reconstruction work. By backing Afghan-led efforts, the Obama administration says it hopes to help stabilize the country by raising the profile of the central government and boosting public confidence in it. Supporting agricultural development across the country is a departure from the approach under the Bush administration, according to Mark Schneider, senior vice president at the International Crisis Group.
The focus on agriculture was relatively minimal, except for counter-narcotics related.
Schneider says most of the agricultural aid used to concentrate on farmers in the South, offering them alternatives to illegal opium poppies and eradicating the crops of those who persisted in growing them, a policy that was deeply unpopular. During a telephone news conference from Afghanistan this week, Vilsack acknowledged it's hard for legal crops to compete with poppies.
One of the advantages, if you will, of poppy production in this country is that those who deal in poppy are able to advance the costs of the inputs. In other words, they extend credit. They also pick up the product at the farm gate. And so we have to come up with a competing vision that's far more compelling.
Vilsack said he knows that will be a challenge. In addition to helping farmers with credit, he says reconstruction efforts must rebuild the country's irrigation and transportation systems, shattered by decades of conflict, and connect farmers with markets for their products. The American Agriculture Secretary said the U.S. will assist in these areas and is sending more experts to help farmers across Afghanistan choose the best crops and improve their yields. Vilsack pointed to some successful programs in the poppy-growing province of Helmand that have encouraged farmers to grow wheat, grapes, apples, and other crops. Experts applaud the Obama administration's intention to bolster Afghan agriculture, but they caution that the new investments will take time to have an impact. Meanwhile, the demand for opium poppies and the Taliban insurgency continue. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.